impoverished nation of Yemen stands on the brink of collapse.
People are hungry. They're looking for water, looking for food, looking for work, but there is nothing.
Mothers and fathers are giving up food so they can dedicate what little they do have to keeping their starving children alive.
Small children, sometimes alone, sometimes with their parents, coming out and begging, going car to car and begging. It's the sad reality of life in Yemen today.
We see children dying from starvation.
Where Saudi Arabia and a coalition, which includes the United States, has pounded Yemen bombs.
And cut off aid and food, driving many people south, homeless in their own land.
The U.S. has provided logistics support to the Saudi-led military coalition fighting against Houthi rebels in Yemen.
The United States, with very little media attention, has been Saudi Arabia's partner in this horrific war. We have been providing the bombs the Saudi-led coalition is using, refueling their planes before they drop those bombs, and assisting with intelligence.
In August, a bomb believed to have been made in the U.S. fell on a school bus full of children, killing many.
If the United States is being used to intentionally hit civilians, then we are complicit in war crimes.
This war in Yemen is brutal, and even some of the president's strongest allies oppose his policy.
Well, we know U.S. bombs have been used because you can pick up the remnants on the ground. I've been into a house in Sana'a that was a residential home where two children were killed, and found the bomb remnants there, traced the serial numbers, and they were American-made.
UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, Lise Brandy, says the fighting has displaced nearly a million people.
The number of displaced people has reached about 2.5 million people.
Yemenis are fleeing the fighting and looking for safety any place they can. Those with livestock are not able to stay within a camp and are living in makeshift shelters.
Most of the people at the camp, called Darwin, escaped from the Arab Alliance forces' bombing of the city.
The bombardment. Many were killed. We arrived here without any property or money. A missile killed the head of our family, and now my children are homeless. We have no home, no money or income.
And an economy that's worsening day by day.
He drove a truck until he sustained a crippling back injury. Being out of work made it impossible to afford treating his diabetes. As a result, his feet were amputated.
Bombings have also focused on farms, with rural Saddah targeted. Reports have suggested that the Saudi-led bombings were precise with their targets. Considering that farms only cover 3% of Yemen's landmass, the Yemen Data Project recorded hundreds of raids on farms, markets, and storage sites. Fishing boats have also been targeted along the Red Sea coast, with hundreds damaged or destroyed.
Even the money is not enough to take someone to a doctor for treatment. Even if you have sickness, there's nothing we can do except pray to God.
There's no regular income on a monthly basis. The life in general is still dead.
A Saudi-led air campaign has pounded Houthi strongholds in the north, and 10,000 people have died, causing all the misery.
The UN says 10,000 people have been killed in Yemen's four-year war, and that's a conservative estimate.
The plane struck twice while they were at the wake. We don't know how many victims there are, but there are a lot of civilian casualties.
Some of this was broken by Saudi Arabian air power, guided and equipped by the US.
The Saudi-led coalition has denied any civilians were killed in the attack.
We have been providing the bombs the Saudi-led coalition is using.
There is a US imprint on every single civilian death inside Yemen today. Regardless of whether it is American pilots that are dropping the bombs, those are American jets, those are American bombs. This is an American war, whether we want to believe it or not.
On a
Yemeni television showed the destruction. Under international law, hospitals should not be targeted. But in Yemen, as in Syria, they're hit all the time.
It was hit by Saudi-led coalition planes.
Officials from the aid group say the Saudi-led coalition airstrike killed at least 11 people and wounded 19 others.
Witnesses say the doctors were unable to run for cover and evacuate the wounded.
Medics report they could not get the wounded to safety due to the threat of more bombs by jets circling the air.
What did they find at the hospital other than the sick, wounded, and injured? There's nothing here except patients, medical staff, and doctors.
The coalition specifically targeted the health sector and intentionally aimed at destroying all its facilities. More than 50% of all the medical facilities have been totally or partially destroyed, including the main hospitals and maternal clinics. Half of the ambulance fleet has been destroyed too. The province is facing a catastrophic humanitarian situation. It is beyond words.
It's the fourth such attack against their facilities in less than a year.
The fighting, and in particular the bombing of key transport links, has led to severe food shortages and malnutrition.
Surviving on what little they can scavenge, from the pitiful waste of a country decimated by 8 years of war.
A World Peace Foundation report has accused the Saudi-led coalition of causing starvation and using it as a weapon, with the intention of making life unbearable in Houthi-held regions.
The casualties of this war aren't just those hit by the bombs and the bullets. The economic impact has been catastrophic for the general population. Food supplies have been massively disrupted, prices have gone up, and millions of people are now living with the effects of malnutrition.
Four United Nations agencies say the situation is getting even worse. They estimate that more than 2 million children could suffer acute malnutrition this year.
Is the main reason this child looks like this because of malnutrition or because of any other illness?
Malnutrition complicated by chest infection.
The figures in the UNICEF report speak for themselves. By the end of the year, the number of malnourished children could reach 2.4 million. With 3 million unable to access water.
And on the sidelines of this year's General Assembly, the UN's humanitarian chief, Martin Griffiths, warned that unless the international community digs deeper into its pockets, more Yemenis will suffer and die.
According to the organization's aid agency for the young, famine looms for millions of the nation's children. And worse.
Three quarters of its 29 million people need humanitarian assistance. There are 1 million suspected cases of cholera.
We are witnessing the starving and the crippling of an entire generation. We must act now to save lives.
Here in Yemen, millions of children are slowly starving to death. Their parents can do little other than watch.
It could be the end for Yemen. Crippled by 6 years of conflict, famine, and disease.
In which a child dies every 10 minutes.
And it's described the humanitarian crisis as the worst in the world.
The UN says that one child in Yemen faces more hardship and injustice in one day than most people face in a lifetime.
The Saudi-led coalition is continuing to use banned cluster bombs in Yemen.
Now, Human Rights Watch has accused the Saudi-led coalition of dropping banned cluster bombs manufactured and supplied by the United States.
A cluster munition is a weapon which is either dropped from the air or launched from the ground and releases many smaller explosive submunitions in flight.
It's these conventional explosive submunitions that pose the biggest threat to civilians. That's because not all of them explode.
And are unable to distinguish between civilians and combatants. 94% of recorded cluster munitions casualties are civilians, of which almost 40% are children.